This is Radically Alive Women Edgecast, and we're bringing to you some insights for you as a subscriber, as a member to Radically Alive Women Edgecast. Thank you so much for supporting this work, and thank you so much for being curious enough to come closer to make use of this content so that you get to really let these distinctions and these inspirations from women across the globe permeate you and change who you are. Enjoy. Welcome to another Distinction at Radically Alive Women Edgecast. My name is Julia Neumann. I wanted to share with you something about yes, but versus yes, and. It occurred to me that we're pretty quick to say yes, but when someone offers us an idea or a proposal. Meaning we don't really receive the idea and proposal and are really quick at knowing already what's going to be problematic. And that in itself is not a problem. It's just not very encouraging for the person that is bringing an idea or a proposal. And it means we're actually trying to kill that idea or proposal unconsciously. When really this person might be on the verge of really building something out that could change a culture, that could be in service of life. And you may want to be on the team for that. And another way of doing that is to become a yes and. And that means the invitation is you say yes and you mean it. You give it space, you breathe into it, you celebrate the idea. Like really be a yes to it first. And then lean into the and. And in that end, you will find that all the buts that you had before, they're actually such valuable information to build out this idea or proposal. So you could lean into your feeling of fear, for example. Maybe you're scared that it won't work because blah, 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 blah. Then you lean into this and you let the fear be there and let it inform you what they would need to do so that it works. So do they need to invite more people? Do they need to consider a certain aspect that might be dangerous? So to move with the and into branching it out, bringing these concerns as guidelines, as navigation tools, as necessities. And this could be coming from your fear or your anger or your sadness or your joy. So try it out. And for those of you that are not familiar with the distinction of feelings that I just mentioned, we've added a distinction on feelings and also a distinction on feelings versus emotions for you in the membership portal. So check it out and enjoy applying these distinctions. That's where change really happens, when you actually use them in your everyday life. Thank you for listening, and go well.